There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, we're going to find out a little bit about what life is like on the road if you are a trick shot golfer. Paul Barrington joining us. How are you doing, Paul?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, coming all the way from Bristol, am I right?
All the way from Bristol, United Kingdom, yeah.
Yeah.
So, first time to Dubai, so.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's not bad, is it? Not bad. I can see why you've been here so long.
I saw you did your first show about half an hour ago. It was amazing that people obviously loved it. How do you get into becoming a trick shot guy in golf tournaments?
Well, I mean, it all started for me many, many years ago when I was into long driving and had a few back issues and a couple of back operations, which kind of curtailed that side of my golf, really. And then the trick shows just sort of followed in from there, really. Watched a couple of people years ago, a couple of guys that did it, and thought, yeah, that's quite a good idea. And then just followed on with that, really. And here I am 27 years later, I'm still doing it.
What about when it comes to teaching someone a trick shot? I saw you out there, you know, trying to teach quite a few things to quite a few people. Do you need any sort of skills to know how to do this? Or is it just anyone can just come and give it a go?
No, you need some talent, really. No, it is tough. The trick shot I do, I very much get people involved in it and having a go at it. And as you can see, it's not as easy as it looks. It's a bit like the golfers here. You know, you watch these guys on the range and they make it look so simple. You think, why can't I do that? It's a different thing, thing altogether.
Yeah, setting up your show. I looked at the number of golf balls that are out there, and you know all the stands and the clubs. How long does that take you to put together?
Obviously, here I haven't got all the banners and that with me, and I haven't got to do the PA system, which is great. So back in the home, it's a good hour and 30 minutes really. There's about 200, I think somewhere between 200 to 250 balls a hit every show.
Yeah,
which in this heat is quite a challenge.
And who picks them up?
Well, luckily, here the people on the range later.
It's
back
not
in
you,
the UK.
Then.
It's my job.
You should get one of those tennis ball picking up machines, you know,
exactly.
And just go around and pick all of them up.
They're
exactly.
Amazing, aren't
they? But so far, what have you seen? Have you seen any spotted any talents?
From the trick shows?
Yes.
No, we had a bit of fun with the guys earlier. Obviously, we had a lot of school children here earlier, and as much as I'd love to get them up, you've got to be a little bit careful with safety, but. We had a few of the guys out. Nobody really even hit one off the canes today. So at the moment, it's I'm winning. They're all losing.
I would imagine it's much nicer doing your trick shots in the lovely sunshine like this than, you know, maybe a few rainy tournaments in the UK.
Yeah, they've come off a really busy year and we've had a lot of rain in the UK. And it seems to be whenever I've got a show, it's raining. So to come out here in the beautiful sunshine, I must admit, at midday when I was doing that first show, I did really feel it. It was quite warm. But now that little breeze has just come in, it's lovely.
I mean, talking of travel, where does, you know, your profession take you around the world?
I'm very fortunate, really. I must say this is like 27 years now, so I've literally travelled the globe. I mean, it's amazing. This is my first time in the UAE, Dubai. I've never done there. I've never been to Canada and never been to Australia. After that, I think I've been everywhere. Indonesia, Japan, China, even Russia. And that was a very interesting one, I have to say. That was cold.
Do you have favourite tournaments?
No, obviously for me, you know, from a watching point of view, it's the Masters is fantastic, the British Open, and then obviously this one here, the DP World Tour Championship, because it's the finale of our European tour, and it's great to see the top 60 golfers out there. And looking at the score, they're doing really well out there.
Was there, you know, I've been through your Twitter actually, and I've seen everywhere you've travelled. Is there any one place in particular you'd say this year that stood out for you, and if you had a time machine could go back to, it would be that one?
Do you know, I really loved, I mean, obviously I haven't really seen enough of Dubai yet to comment on Dubai, but I mean, this does look lovely. But when I went to India, that was really fantastic. I was very fortunate to stay with a family that were actually having a family wedding. So I got to go to, it's not just a day over there, it's a whole week. And I went to a few of their things, and I have to say that was fantastic. Really lovely.
Any trick shots at the wedding?
Actually, there was. Actually, yeah, we did one out on the lawn. Yeah, we had a little go at the high tea challenge, which was a bit of a worry because there were some houses just down the thing. But that was a lovely, lovely trip. I'd love to go back there again.
What's a high tee challenge? What's that?
High tee, so obviously, you know, as you know, you put a ball on a tee when you're driving, but I put it on a 2-foot tee and then get the guys to hit it from there. Which, again, it sounds quite simple, but, you know, if you get a chance to come watch it later, 95% of them miss the ball completely. And,
really?
And the ball just drops down by their feet.
Yeah. And, so do you have to be a good golfer to be a trick shot artist or not?
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, like all these guys, you know, whether it be pool, the snooker, all the trick shot guys, they've got some kind of talent there. Yeah. I'd hope to think I have.
Yeah.
I'd love to be doing what these guys are doing, which is playing, but I found a different avenue for myself.
Yeah, the snooker guys are pretty good as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to see a lot of that. And John Virgo, I remember watching his. It's amazing what you can do with a ball in cue. It's hard enough trying to pot one, but they can spin it around and get it to swerve here, there and everywhere. And yeah, incredible.
Yeah. Favourite golfers on the tour at the moment? Anyone that you know you think might take the title here in Dubai?
I love golf swings. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to that, so I love the very traditional sort of golfers. So for me, Justin Rose by far. Yeah,
brilliant.
And well, I think he's 2 under now, so he's a little bit off the pace. But yeah. Nobody won the tournament on Thursday.
No, it's early doors, yeah. Isn't it? So for people coming down here to the DP World, where can they see you perform, and what are your show timings?
I'm on the range every day, Thursday through to Sunday. First show's at 12:45, and the second show will be very shortly, actually, in 15 minutes at 3 o'clock, and
okay.
That's the same every day.
Right, get down here, guys. 3 o'clock, the next show. Paul, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.